Across the country and in western Pennsylvania, women appear poised to post major victories in the 2018 elections. But as 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports, two local women who used to serve in the state legislature say winning the election is the easy part.
Lisa Bennington served in the state house from 2006 to 2008. She defeated a longtime incumbent to win her Pittsburgh area seat, but her excitement soon faded.
In Harrisburg, as a freshman, there is nothing to do.
Bennington says it's hard to accomplish anything when you don't fit into the so-called good old boys club in Harrisburg. Her former House colleague, Chelsea Wagner, also from the Pittsburgh area, agrees. It's a hard world to break into. She compares it to the TV show Mad Men, with its various depictions of misogyny, heavy drinking, and other indulgences in the 1960s.
I got frustrated a lot, and I did not want to go to karaoke night or the other events that were that kind of frat boy type culture.
Wagner served three terms in the House before entering her current role as the Allegheny County Controller. She says she should have taken more time to get to know other lawmakers and to build goodwill with them when she was in the legislature. But she also remembers an exchange with a secretary that suggests it really wasn't that simple.
And she said, I just want to tell you, I've watched a lot of women come here and they get a reputation. And I had no intention, nor did I ever, you know, put myself in those kind of positions. But I think it spoke to me in some ways that, well, would going out at a karaoke night or something like that put me in a position that I otherwise didn't want to be in.
Bennington, meanwhile, says she found ways to use Harrisburg's boys' night out culture to her own purposes.
As a divorce lawyer, it was fun to see who was cheating on their wives. I would try to use that knowledge when I wanted someone to vote in my favor.
Bennington says this kind of maneuvering was necessary in what she calls Harrisburg's cutthroat culture. It's a reason she decided not to run for a second term. Still, she and Wagner agree that with a critical mass of women, which they define as 30% or more of legislative seats, the culture in Harrisburg could change. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.